from the Pure Jazz Radio Studios in New York. We're joined by singer Kelly Suttonfield. Kelly is a singer here in the New York area with a busy club schedule and a couple of albums out there. The 2009 album, Where Is Love? And the brand new album called Among the Stars. Kelly Suttonfield, our guest tonight on the New York Tonight Show. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Very well. Now that you're here, I'm great. so you have the album we've been playing for years. As a matter of fact, you know, we went on the air here at Pure Jazz Radio in 2009. One of the first albums that we got on the service was your album, Where Is Love? So your album was one of the first ones put into our Pure Jazz Radio computer library, I'm happy to say.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. I'm happy to help inaugurate Pure Jazz Radio.
Yeah, so you've been part of the scene here since almost day one. Now, I noticed on the old album, you had a regular jazz combo here. You had piano, a couple of guitars, bass, drums. The new album is just you and guitarist Tony Romano.
That's right. That's right. It's a very different album, very different time and place. The debut album was more about making a statement for where we were in my development and in the development of the band, and it had sort of come about at the request of a lot of people saying, you know, Kelly, when are you going to release the CD already? We'd like to have some of this music. And then the second album came about through a unique situation where I had a regular weekly gig at a little wine bar in Chelsea, and it was just me and guitar, and Tony was on most of those gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized a few weeks in that we had a unique situation there, and we should really try to capture that. So that's what we did.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a brave thing, too. You know, there's no place to hide with a small configuration like that. For either one of you, really, the guitar and
right.
voice. I think of probably the most famous duet guitar and voice, Ella Fitzgerald teaming up with Joe Pass. And
of course, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the first thing that I would think. You know, they recorded some albums in some huge venues, you know, 20,000 people, and just to walk out on stage, one guy with a guitar and the singer, and to let it happen. That was my first thought with them, was, boy, you know, you have to be exceptionally brave to walk out there like almost naked, for goodness sakes, if something goes wrong. Like I said, there's no place to hide.
I was going to say exceptionally brave or maybe a little bit crazy or a combination of the two, yes.
Now, the track listing on the album, Fly Me to the Moon, Harvest Moon, Beautiful Love, Wash Me Clean, Just Say I Love Him, One Fine Day, Try Your Wings, People Will Say We're in Love Until It's Time for You to Go, and I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. Why those cuts? Any particular reason why you settled on those?
Well, those were some of the tunes that had sort of come together with a certain kind of vibe, and I, at that time I was particularly focused on exploring singer-songwriter material and bringing that into the repertoire as well. And so about close to half the tunes are singer-songwriter tunes, classic singer-songwriter tunes, maybe one or two obscure ones. They just all seem to work, they all seem to complement each other, and we could tell immediately from the reception that we got when we were playing them, you know, what was a winner, what we might want to put aside and work on a little more. And we just sort of followed our instincts there when putting this together.
Right, right. Now, I would imagine you probably whittled that down from, say, maybe 20 songs to these, or these were basically the only ones you were looking at doing?
Yes. Oh, sure. The list was much larger, and then, of course, I was trying to go off the map a little bit and pick a few tunes that maybe no one had heard. But then we decided, you know, why do that? Why not just work on the songs that and polish the songs that people had heard and that had given us such a great response and had, you know, requested to hear. I mean, it would be silly not to honor that. So that's what happened.
As a singer who performs in clubs and you get that immediate feedback from the crowd, good or bad, and I'm sure most of it in your situation is good, how frustrating is it for you to perform in a studio situation and have to wait maybe months to get your feedback?
Oh, well, that's a whole different world. It's extremely challenging. And I went into this a little naively thinking, oh, it's a small project and it's just two of us and it should be, you know, half the development time, half the production time, half the cost, all those kinds of things. And to my surprise, it wasn't. It was, yes, it was myself recording and it was Tony recording, but it was also a third instrument that I call the silence in mm-hmm. the room.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the silence was not welcoming and not friendly. And you know, when you have a full band of people playing with you and playing, accompanying you, there is room to hide, like you alluded to at the top. In this, there is not room to hide. And, you know, there were some edits that I did not anticipate. You know, who knows that if you want to leave in this particular squeak on the guitar, or, you know, someone's stomach is rumbling, or, you know, you just don't. You can't anticipate these things. So it was a very different kind of experience for me and very valuable experience. And it also, to up the ante a little bit, it happened to be recorded in high-definition audio. So, you know, we really needed to make sure that everything was on point with this.
Well, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to talk about some of the stuff that you have coming up. And I'm looking at the dates on it, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to work our way backwards on this. We'll talk about the date that you have coming up on Saturday, November 22nd, the CD release party.
You know, I decided this is an unusual project, and it is a quite intimate vibe, and I was looking for a non-traditional space to hold the CD release. You know, not sure that it would work in a club setting per se, so I elected to hold it at an art gallery that is very musician friendly and holds regular jazz and classical concerts. So on Saturday the 22nd, we'll have our CD release at Gallery MC in Manhattan.
That's at 549 West 52nd Street, which, of course, 50, 60 years ago, that was the center of the jazz universe, 52nd Street here in New York City.
That's right. I hadn't made that connection. Yes, but you're right. 52nd Street was a very important marker for jazz history. And this will be on the 22nd. We'll have a 1-hour concert followed by a reception. So you can come for the music and you can stay for the party and the meet and greet.
A very quirky place. I always found it a very quirky place. Moscow 57. That's down in down in. Now, what would that be considered? Is that considered Tribeca, Delancey Street? That's a little bit farther north of Tribeca. That's
Lower East Side.
So that's on the 26th, and we're also looking over here at Amuse Wine Bar on the 24th. That's Friday the 24th at 8 o'clock. And this is an interesting one. Why don't you talk about this one a bit? The Sunnyside Reformed Church. That's on the 18th.
Sure. So that's a church located in Sunnyside, Queens. Ironically, it happens to be close to the studio where I recorded the CD, and it's the guitarist that's currently with the band, Tosh Sheridan. He's also a local community member there, and he tipped me up to this church that has great jazz concerts that are free to the public, and that's where we're going to be this Saturday.
Excellent. I wish I could be there. I was looking at that one, and I was kind of wringing my hands, thinking, "Oh boy, this is going to be good." And as it turns out, I have to be out of town, unfortunately. But that's a freebie too, so that's a nice one.
Yes, it is a freebie, and from what I understand, they're very well attended by the local community. So we're happy to, first of all, be able to perform in such a beautiful setting with great acoustics, and also to be able to bring our music to the community.
And you've got a trio on that one, Tosh on guitar?
Well, no, actually, that's with the whole band. So that will be with Tosh on guitar. And typically it would be with Michael Cabe on piano, but he is away that weekend. So it will be Jamie Reynolds on piano.
Mm-hmm.
standing bassist Matt Aronoff and drummer Brian Adler.
Excellent, excellent. That's terrific. Kelly, before you split, I want you to tell everybody how they can get not only the new album, but they can get the old album, Where Is Love, and where they can access everything Kelly Suttonfield.
Sure, sure. That's easy enough. So the most direct route for all the information is to go to my website, and that's kellysuttonfield.com. I'll spell that really quickly because it's a lot of letters and double letters. It's KellySuttonfield.com. And when you get to the website, you can navigate through the menu to choose which album you want to learn more about. In a nutshell, though, the new album, Among the Stars, can be found on Amazon, iTunes, and CD Baby. And the previous album, Where Is Love, can also be found on Amazon, iTunes, and Rhombus Records.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, look, I appreciate you joining us tonight on the New York Tonight Show. Look forward to the CD release party.
Thank you so much for having me on this evening, and I look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Excellent. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly Suttonfield, singer Kelly Suttonfield, our guest tonight on the New York Tonight Show.